highs between 82 and 85. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 63 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
The Thursday edition of Inside the Locker Room. We roll closer to the weekend, college game day. Supposed to have Reese Davis on with us in the morning. I don't know if the rest of them are in town yet or not, but he'll join us tomorrow at 7:30. So look forward to having him on today's show. We got JC at the bottom of the hour, Bill Curry in the second hour. Also at the bottom of the hour, we have a trivia question for you to have an opportunity to win the tailgate special from Thomas Rib Shack. Ribs and pork and sides and peach cobbler and sweet tea. So all you got to do is call in and get the correct answer there. We'll spin the wheel at the end of the show. If you get it, you got it. All right. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app to your smartphone, and you can take us with you anywhere you go. You also can send us an app message throughout the show. The app messages have gone down a little bit. We were getting a ton. So feel free to use that. We'll get to those and read them over the air. If you want to email us, you can do that. Whip and Barry at yahoo.com. We want to thank Yellowwood pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If you want to build the five-star backyard, there's only one choice. That would be Yellowwood. Go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. Good morning, Chase. How are you, sir? Good morning, Dad. You guys doing all right this morning?
Doing okay, I guess. Johnny Manziel is coming to the game. He had a lot of talk, and they've had a lot, probably has had a lot of talk that if things go as they think they will, the game won't be close. That the option quarterback will be. You have to understand a little bit a difference in the option. The option is where that he keeps the football. Runs with it or pitches it back. You've got option football. If you take the ball from center, but your option right then is either throw it or hand it off to somebody. That's your option there. He takes it himself. Whether that will come true or not, I don't know. But Johnny Manziel's put a lot of thought and time into trying to get Alabama to cave in like they did it when he was playing. So that's probably the most interesting thing. Baseball, I may have already talked about, I guess, on the show, but Cleveland and Detroit still have another game. The Yankees and the Red Sox have another game. The Dodgers beat Cincinnati. So that game is over with. So anyway, it's pretty interesting. I'm going Sanderson Farms is the golf situation over in Madison, Mississippi, where Richard Williams lives. He's been pretty sick, but anyway, he's not a golf guy. But anyway, that's what we'll keep up with this week. A lot of talk about what Keegan Bradley did wrong. I know people don't want to hear that. We're more in football, but what Keegan Bradley did wrong by setting up the golf course and made it a putter's golf course. And when they made it a putter's golf course, and go through it a little bit deeper with Tom and for Wish, made it a putter's golf course, it certainly led it to the Europeans' hand. So we'll see what happens there. At I hadn't asked Barry about this, either at the bottom of the hour, but I think I'll wait until the top of the hour. So you'll listen. I will tell you who is going to be the guest picker. I think it is not me. So I'm not trying to do anything for me. It's not me, not going to be me. But I'll tell you my thoughts as to who I think is going to be the guest picker at the top of the hour. I guess we better do it today because I don't know if we'll, whether Reese will tell it tomorrow or not. I'm not sure, but I have an idea who it's going to be. And I'm not 100% sure, but you can call Barry and tell Barry if you want me to tell it at the bottom of the hour or at the top of the hour. That's all I got.
All right. Also today, we'll give out the North River Weed Eater pick of the week. He's going two games. He's 1-2. Also, Jason Barksdale, who takes care of Dad and I, North River Lawn Care. You call him up. You tell him you heard me talking about him on Inside the Locker Room. Then for any beds or mulch or pine straw, that need freshening up, he'll give you 20% off if you say you heard it on Inside the Locker Room. So we'll give you his picks and tell you a little bit about that. So it's a giveaway day today. We're giving 20% off there. We're giving away ribs, pork, sides, peach cobbler, sweet tea. So you just listen and we give. Last night, Chase, Dad, and I got a chance to go out to – I took him out to River Run Park.
What a
facility that place is. Over there in old little Northport, Alabama. Talk about that facility you saw last night.
Well, I'm telling you right now, folks, they got a facility out there. If you like baseball, but regardless of what level it's on, doesn't make any difference. Look, from any level, you go out there, you're going to enjoy yourself. They got a well-lit field. They have the parks separated from each other to where they don't intermingle with each other. You can have your own team, your own game, and not be being bugged somewhere else. It's well constructed, well thought about. When they constructed it, they had a lot of thought put into it, the people that did it. I'm telling you right now, folks, if you want to see something in the Northport area that will thrill you, you go out there to that ballpark and you'll be absolutely shocked at what a great job they did.
Yeah. So they had, I think, 20 junior college teams out there yesterday playing all day. Plenty of pro scouts, plenty of college guys out there watching these kids play. And so Jack got to throw last night and did well, so it was fun watching. Yep. And then Shelton's pitching staff threw really well last night, to be quite honest with you. It was a good event. The weather was great. So congratulations to Northport. I know War Construction built that facility. I know a lot of those guys over there. And it's a first-rate facility. It's going to be good. Congratulations to Northport for building something that nice. That's as nice. It blows Hoover away. There's not a nicer one that I've seen. I've been to all of them in the state. So we got to figure out how to get all these travel ball tournaments and stuff here where all these parents stop traveling so much because we got the facility to do it right there. All right, Diego Pavia, he is the leading passer, obviously, goes without saying, for Vanderbilt. He's 94 for 126. He's thrown for 1,211 yards, averaged 9.5 a pass. As long as 54, he's got 13 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He's only been sacked 3 times. So that's pretty impressive. And he's also their leading rusher. So while he's talking and saying that they do what they're supposed to do, the game won't even be close. And everybody's saying, why is he doing that? Well, the Florida State quarterback did it. It didn't bother him. He's got 49 rushes there, right under 300 yards, but averaging 6 yards a carry. His long run for the year, 33 yards. I don't know how old Diego is. What is he, like 28, Chase? But he's been in college for a while. So should be a good game out there on Saturday afternoon. All right, we'll take the first break. We get back, we'll get to Phillip. 2 minute truck at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. They'll take great care of you and all of your stuff. Give them a call today. It's 205-247-5050. That is 2 Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care.
what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Thursday morning. The Iron Bowl is still weeks away, but it's already beat Auburn, beat hunger time. Last year, Auburn beat Alabama in the drive to end hunger in our state. This year's drive will officially get underway tomorrow. This year, drop-off points are at the Tuscaloosa Fire and Rescue Stations, the Sabin Catholic Center, the Tuscaloosa Chamber of Commerce, and the Alabama Credit Union. The competition ends on November the 20th. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. It is Easy Street on the Tuscaloosa freeways and side streets. Not seeing massive delays as of yet either or even. So we've got 69 on the southbound lanes to McFarland rolling smooth and the northbound lanes to Lurline Wallace onto McFarland. You're A-OK there as well. Not seeing
the soft, fluffy, irresistible Kings of Wine sliders that make them a winner on game day. Pick some up this weekend in the bakery or deli section of your grocery store. Kings of Wine. There's nothing like it.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
By the grand opening of Primetime Men's Clinic, October 2nd from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at 4804 Highway 69 in Northport. PrimetimeMen'sClinic.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly sunny and warm today. Tuscaloosa's high 84. A little cooler tonight, clear with the low at 59. And for tomorrow and Saturday, a good supply of sunshine both days. The weather stays warm, highs between 82 and 85. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 63 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The best place for your high school football coverage is right here on Tide 100.9. And online on Tide100.9.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. Get to the Yellowwood Hotline. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. Feeling good this morning. Feels real good outside. I've been thinking about this pick thing, too, and I kind of have a idea. It might be basketball related, and I've been thinking about it, and I've got some thoughts on that, but I may be way off. I don't know.
What do you mean? I'm sorry. The what pick?
The guest picker. Yeah.
You think it's a bat? You think it's going to be Nate Oates?
You're close. I think it might be Brandon Miller.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's from up in that area, right?
He's from Nashville, yes.
Big Alabama football fan. He was brought to games by his dad when he was a kid. Big sports fan. Knowledgeable, good NBA star type quality, good aura, all that. So that's kind of been who I've been thinking about.
That is it, Brandon Miller.
Is it Brandon Miller?
Yeah.
I don't know who he is for sure.
Do you think it's Brandon Miller?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Okay, good. I'm kind of glad Wimp said that. I didn't want to.
I may be wrong.
Your guess.
I want you to tell me, because he's a really good person, a good friend of mine, did a good job at Alabama as a football coach. Tell me, they won their games, they won the conference, they went to Auburn and got beat with Bill Curry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell me that season and that year. You know more about it than I do.
I don't know if I do that or not. Now I know that. I thought he was a very good coach. I liked him quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know that. Very good guy. Very good guy. He was. You know, they were 10-2 that year. They were 10-2 that year. They lost to Auburn. They were undefeated going into the Auburn game.
Yep.
And they they lost the first game at the first game that Alabama appeared at Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that little fact, but that was the first time Auburn hosted Alabama.
Okay.
And the Tide lost 30-20 that day. And it was a game that Alabama, I thought, had a really good shot at winning. And if I recall right, Pat Nix threw the game-winning touchdown pass, I believe, to, was it Lawyer Tillman? Am I way off?
I have no idea. How y'all remember that, all that
stuff? I can tell you this. You didn't have enough money to buy a ticket for that game either.
Only thing I can tell you is they threw a brick through his window after the game.
Well, you always say that.
Well, I mean, I remember that.
Well, anyway, you couldn't buy a ticket for that game. First time in Jordan-Hare. Oh, it was unbelievable. And they were ready.
It was unbelievable.
Go ahead.
I got to go to that one, and was lucky enough to go to that game. And it was quite an environment, I'll tell you that. I sat next to an Auburn fan. Of course, most of us did sit next to Auburn fans that day, but she gave me hell the whole game.
Yeah.
It was hell.
That was a home field advantage if there ever was one.
It was. It was a heck of a home field advantage, and it was an exciting day. It was an exciting day, and I never will forget it. I was just I thought it was a game that Alabama had at one point. And I don't know if you remember or not, but Alabama completed a long pass in that game to Craig Turner, and the ball got knocked out of his hands, and Alabama turned it over. I think had Alabama scored right there, Alabama would have won that game.
Yeah.
That's me. And then Alabama then went on. They lost in the Sugar Bowl. To Miami, about a month later.
Yeah.
You hear all the Pavia talk. People say, well, is he talking, it's going to have Alabama ready. Well, guys, Alabama's going to be ready to play Vanderbilt this year based on what happened last year. So it's not, it's not requiring this guy to start talking in order to get these guys ready to play. First of all, they're 5-0. They're good. They beat you last year. That's enough right there. Him talking is going to have absolutely nothing to do with them getting ready. Now, maybe maybe they'll run a little faster, try to hit him a little bit harder. But I don't know. What are your thoughts about Diego Pop? I look at him as just kind of a confident. That's just kind of how he is who he is. A lot of times I don't like that, a guy doing that, but with this guy, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, he's their most famous quarterback ever, so they're ultra excited.
Yeah.
He's their Joe Namath. He's their Tua Tagovailoa. He's their Bryce Young. And he is their statue right now. He is their guy, and they're proud of it, and they're excited, and they think that they can beat anybody, and they might can. But he is their hero, their Marvel comic book character. You know, they love him to death, and he's probably the most famous athlete, football player they've probably had in the last 30 years, I would think. I may be wrong on that, but I can't think of another.
I was thinking about this. This is way off another topic. I want y'all two to answer me this. Did y'all watch the Mississippi State-Tennessee game? And at the end of the game ended, and they interviewed Josh Heupel. My gosh, he looked homeless. His beard was awful looking. He looked terrible. Like he hadn't shaved, and it wasn't even a good look. Does the athletic director need to say, Josh, we got to clean ourselves up a little bit? Good. Or is that just Tennessee?
That's just Heupel. He's not pretty. That's just the way he is. He never will be pretty. I don't think he gives a rip, but he looks pretty sloppy.
Ooh.
He looks pretty sloppy.
We're talking about Alabama coach's hoodie. How about that guy's shoe? Looks like he's
boy's in shape.
He's in shape.
I'll tell you another thing, Wimp, about the Coach Curry era that I remember. I remember going to the Ole Miss game in 88. And that day was the day that the Bryant Museum opened. And that was also the day that Alabama lost to Ole Miss. And the one of the stats was that will always stick out in my mind is Alabama did not complete a forward pass the entire game.
Interesting.
I've been around a little bit long time. I can remember some.
Do you think Diego Pavia is more popular than Jay Cutler?
Oh yeah. I mean, he's that flower child right now, man. he can do no wrong. He's their little Johnny Manziel, and I hope Alabama can take care of him and shut his little posse up that goes all the games.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Bill Curry was SEC Coach of the Year in '89. I see that. And he was '87 and '89 UPI SEC Coach of the Year '87 and '89.
There you go. So, All right, Philip, get the break here. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, but for the record, I like Coach Curry a lot.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys, give you a trivia question for the Thomas Rib Shack. It's the tailgate giveaway special. This is what you're going to get. Now, if you're not in town, then don't call in and answer the trivia question. You got to pick it up anytime Saturday before 3 o'clock. I think they open at 10:30. So here's what you're going to get if you get this question right, we spin the wheel, it lands on you, so make sure you can pick it up. 2 slabs of ribs, wow, 2 pounds of pork, 2 family sides, peach cobbler, and a gallon of sweet tea. So of the 2 family sides, you can pick fried okra, which I highly recommend, french fries, potato salad, or mac and cheese. So if you want to go by there for lunch today, they're just right there on 15th Street. So very convenient to go by, pick it up, get to the station. 2931 15th Street right here in Tuscaloosa. Dial them up, 205-759-5010. So here's what you do. You call Chase, give Chase your name and number. That way we can contact you about how to pick up the tailgate special from Thomas Rib Shack. And we'll call you after the show, after we spin the wheel and let you know what to do there. But who is the all-time, pretty easy question, but be careful if you Google it. Sometimes Google's not right. Who is the all-time leading rusher at the University of Alabama? 205-342-9904. Get that question right, and you go in the pot to win the great tailgate special. And that food is absolutely outstanding. You'll be the life of the party at the tailgate if you're going to eat at home or whatever. So dial us up, 205-342-9904, and you can get that tailgate package right there from Thomas Rib Shack. All right, we'll get to JC. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. It is Easy Street on the Tuscaloosa freeways and side streets. Not seeing massive delays as of yet either, or even so. We've got 69 on the southbound lanes to McFarland, rolling smooth, and the northbound lanes to Lurline Wallace onto McFarland. You're A-OK there as well. Not seeing any delays.
Results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Two-time state champion and 2-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
To Inside the Locker Room. Chase still taking those phone calls, so 205-342-9904. All-time leading rusher at the University of Alabama. JC, don't answer that. We get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. Pressure Teeter Pine from Great Southern. He's the owner of TheBigSpur.com. Excuse me. Also, several podcasts he'll talk about at the end of the segment. Good morning, JC. How are you?
Hey, JC.
Hey. Good morning to be with. Good to be with you guys today.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
JC, this is option football that we really don't see that much anymore. Where your quarterback keeps it, he pitches it, may not pitch it, may pitch it. The rest of these guys got an option when they take it from the center. That option is either going to throw it or run it. I'll throw it to hand it to somebody to run with it. But this is, and Manziel's come to the game. Manziel is to help Pavia get ready for the game. Any thoughts on that before we go to something else?
Yeah, I mean, you have to play disciplined football because, you know, the difference with Vanderbilt and what they do on offense, and it's a great equalizer. I mean, the folks in the state of Alabama, Auburn and Alabama fans alike, it's been hard. I think Pavia is 3-0 against Auburn and Alabama combined. And led New Mexico State to a win on the Plains. He's won in Jordan-Hare twice in last year's historic upset against Bama. So you have to play disciplined football. The difference between them and maybe like a Georgia Tech under Paul Johnson, which is more your traditional under center, is it's out of the shotgun, and then they have a pretty lethal passing game over the top of it. And they throw short. They don't throw a lot of mediums, like deep crosses and stuff. But then they'll throw it way downfield too. And he's got the arm to do it. And then if you pass rush him, he gets out and scramble plays. And they got one of the best tight ends in the country, safety valve. And then he can run the ball. And then the difference between this year and last year, talent wise, they have more speed and playmakers this year on offense. It's not that they didn't have any last year, but, you know, they've got a lot of guys that can beat you deep. Junior Sherrill's a wide receiver I really like a lot. So they've got some weapons. And then, you know, they got the big play capability that they didn't really have a bunch of last year, but then they still want to keep the football for 8 minutes on a drive. So it's a problematic team to defend for any defense, no matter how much of a talent advantage you have. And I didn't mention their offensive line. You know, they went out and got some guys from the portal that are actually really good. Some from lower levels. One's from North Dakota. He's a really good player. And they're actually better up front than they were last year, despite losing some starters. So it's a system team. You have to defend the system. You have to be gap sound. It's not really a system you can gamble against. And then they will turn it over on you from time to time. And you've got to take advantage as an offense and put points on the board. That's the most important thing against them you can do in a ball game is score with your offense. Or score really any way you can, because they're not that big of a comeback team. They will come back. But like against Texas last year, they ran out of time, you know. They're not really a score in two plays and 40-second type of team. So that's kind of what you got to be on defense if you're going to hold these guys down.
Yeah, last year Vanderbilt had the ball for 42 minutes, Alabama 18. If you allow that to happen, JC, it's going to be a long day for you. That's number one. Number two, we had Roman Harper on early in the week. He was really singing Vanderbilt's praises and telling Alabama they better look out. He said, this is what I knew was a different Vanderbilt. He said, one of the linemen lifted his shirt up and he had a tattoo on his stomach. He said, when I saw the tattoo on the stomach, I said, oh, they're getting different type of players now. This is a different type of Vanderbilt. Talk a little bit about the time of possession. 42-18 last year. And if they got tattoos on their stomach, does that mean they're a little bit better linemen?
I don't know, man. It's probably that guy from the Midwest. You know, they're different breed of offensive linemen when you start talking about the Dakotas and places like that. But I do think, you know, they had just about everybody back except the offensive line, and they did a great job on the portal there. But and then you combine that with different pieces. It's I'm not comparing Vanderbilt to Ohio State because obviously Ohio State returned a bunch of NFL guys and then one got Judkins and those guys last year. But it's kind of the same on paper plan. You know, we got all these guys back. We need to go get some good pieces. And what they did was they kind of – and it just goes to show you, sometimes you can really find some hidden treasure in the portal. And they got one receiver they got from Washburn College in Kansas, who's fast as Grease Lightning. They got a running back that didn't play last year named Young, who was at New Mexico State. So another guy from New Mexico State. I mean, they kind of flew under the radar in the portal, but they got some good players. Their center was from Liberty. He's a really good player. So they did a good job of adding pieces.
Yeah, that.
As of right now, who's the best team in the league? SEC?
I voted Missouri number one and Ole Miss number two this week in our 24 sports poll.
Really?
And look, Missouri, you know, number one, they got a favorable schedule. Number two, they didn't have that big of a quarterback drop-off to Pridley. Number three, they can run the football on anybody, and Ahmad Hardy is a stud. They have enough at receiver, and they have a good tight end. Their defensive line is elite. And then they got this kid from West Virginia, Jeremiah Trotter's son, Josiah Trotter, who may be the best linebacker in the league right now. Now, their pass defense leaves a lot to be desired. They have to clean that up. You know, I mean, they played UMass this past week. I didn't see what they did. But right now, they're playing the best football. They're the most complete team. I don't know if they're going to stay that way, but right now I have to vote them number one, and then Ole Miss based on the win against that quality win against LSU and the fact they're undefeated was number two. But, you know, right now I think, you know, Missouri's probably the most impressive team in my eyes. I may surprise some people, but that's just kind of how I see it because, you know, run the ball, play defense, that's still a winning formula.
Well, that's going to be a scary game now.
Good Lord. He's played Georgia. We got Vanderbilt today. Then we go to Missouri next week, JC.
That's right, Barry.
Golly. Then we got Tennessee. hey, JC, read off Dad. And I don't even know where it stops. South Carolina's like next five games. Dad, you tell me which one they're going to win. Go ahead, JC.
So they're off this week, but at LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, at Ole Miss, at Texas A&M.
How many are they going to win of those, Dad?
I don't know. Couple.
Couple? Which two of those are they going to win? Go ahead, JC. You tell me, JC. You know better than us. What two are they going to win out of those four?
The problem with it is, so what you got to do when you're looking at that is, who's got issues? Because everybody's got issues. Like, what are the issues, right? And how do you match up? Well, LSU right now can't score. South Carolina's pretty good on defense. South Carolina also cannot score. The problem is, you're going down there to play.
Exactly.
Hasn't won since 1994. Oklahoma, will Mateer be back or not? Oklahoma's elite on defense. Their offense, even with Mateer, they don't score a ton of points. So, and that's the games in Columbia. Alabama, I don't know what'll be up with Alabama by then. I know Carolina will be excited to play. Ole Miss, they're due to beat Lane Kiffin. I don't know how good Ole Miss defense is. I tend to think LSU just isn't very good on offense. And you got to go out there, but Carolina's good on defense. And then A&M, who knows? One of the worst bets you could ever make is right now saying, what will Texas A&M be like as a football team in November? You have no idea. So, look, it's a tough stretch. Would it favored to win any of those games? No. But they're only an early 3.5-point underdog to LSU in a couple of weeks. So, as of the way too early line, I'm sure that thing's going to go up. But, you know, you never know. If you got Lenora Sellers and you just get a little bit better in some other areas on offense, you always got a chance. But It's not the most fun schedule that Carolina's ever had. They usually play a tough one, but this one's next level. If they can win two of those games, I think that's good. I mean, I think at this point, given that they're 3-2 with who they have to play, if they can get to a this year, I think the Carolina fans aren't going to be happy, but that's going to end up being a pretty good.
Yeah, that's just a tough stretch. I mean, you can win a couple of them possibly, but the problem is you just get beat up every week, you know, then you got to turn around and play the next week, and it's just no let up. That's where it gets you, isn't it, JC, in the SEC? If you don't have depth, you play a schedule like that, yeah, you can win a game or two there, but you also, it just takes its toll on you after a while, doesn't it?
Oh, always, yeah. Like, you know, South Carolina played Vanderbilt last year in Nashville, and in that game, you could tell Vandy was, I mean, that was their sixth straight game, fifth in the SEC. They played Alabama, Auburn, Texas, Kentucky, all these teams. You know, that's what the SEC is all about. I mean, look at Kentucky. I mean, they had to come to Carolina. They got tattooed. Now they got to turn around and play a noon game at Sanford Stadium this weekend. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, Auburn going to Oklahoma and A&M back to back. That's insane. You know, Texas. Josh Pate's talking about Florida's going to beat Texas this weekend. They're about to find out in a limited way what going on the road and going into these venues and playing physical football teams all about. Now, I think Florida may cover and play a better game, but I don't know if I'd pick it that way. But it's a gauntlet, and everybody's good. And it's like Lane Kiffin said this week, the dynasty days are over because of the transfer portal. You know, there's more even talent distribution, so you don't really ever get a break.
So it's the only thing, sometimes it matters how you lose. I mean, sometimes you may lose, like, you know, Alabama lost at Florida State. It was how they lost. It gets me to Auburn. Offensively, they were an absolute train wreck this past weekend against Texas A&M. That's supposed to be Hugh Freeze's thing. They got these dynamic receivers, and they were awful on offense. Where Hugh Freeze had normally during the off week, he gives them a lot of time off. Their offensive staff is working all week to try to correct these problems to get ready for Georgia. Is that why people are down on Hugh Freeze? Not that they've lost to Oklahoma or A&M. They don't want to lose them, but it's kind of how you look. And then they haven't looked very good offensively.
Yeah, it's crazy with Auburn. It's kind of and it's weird because you had all those years with Malzahn, right? And it was kind of like Steve Spurrier's later years at South Carolina, where who was calling the plays came up all the time. And remember, Gus gave it up, then took it over, then gave it up, then took it over. So that kind of eats into your mind. Now you got Hugh Freeze, who historically has called all his own plays, right? He didn't, then he did, then he didn't. Now he's only calling second down. And, you know, I don't know that that's – I think the issue is Jackson Arnold's not playing very well, and their offensive line, which is supposed to be good, is not blocking very well. But then fans look at it like, you know, fans kind of have this thing where these guys are robots. And it's PlayStation, it's Xbox. And if they can go dial up plays on the Xbox, they think the coach magically can dial up plays. That's just college football. And it's not that easy, obviously. But whenever you come out and say, we're going to have three different play callers, and your offense looks that disjointed and just couldn't do anything on third down, I'm like, well, whoever the third down play caller is needs to be fired and are demoted to second down. And you need to dial up some better play. But I think it's a combo of things. It's surprising because Texas A&M coming into that game really wasn't that good on defense. You know, so that's what was weird about that game, 16-10. But Auburn had a terrible day offensively. That's just a bizarre, bizarre football game.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't really have anything that I can – didn't think so. How good do you feel like the quarterback is at Georgia?
I think he's really good. I don't know they had his best game against Alabama, especially in the second half. Alabama's both defenses seemed to arrive in the second half. Did they run him enough? I don't know. They had that freshman tailback. Oh, good. Had that freshman tailback. I almost hit a car. Freshman tailback that ran for 119 yards. That was really good. So, yeah, I don't know. I think his story is yet to be written. He'll probably have a really good game against Kentucky. Their secondary is awful, but I do think that he's got a chance to still be one of the better ones in the league.
Would you worry about the two quarterbacks at Alabama, one of them leaving?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I worry about a coach, but you always – that's always possible these days because quarterback – and really we had a lot of transfers at quarterback before the portal. But now, you know, these guys, you know, one man's backup's another man's starter that could change his program. They're going to pay him. I think what's the key to all this is just – accept it. It's a fact of life. You're going to lose your quarterbacks, if they're not the guy. And at some point, then you just go recruit more and, you know, try to get a guy, I think, that's maybe not as heavily recruited that you can develop just in case you have injuries and situations. Maybe get a guy from the portal. But it's just kind of a something I don't think coaches – can worry about quarterbacks leaving. I think what they got to worry about is continuously recruiting, scouting, looking for guys. I mean, look at Ole Miss. You know, Trinidad Chambliss was from what Division II school or FCS school? He's pretty good, you know. Austin Simmons got hurt. Boom, there you go. Doing things like that's very beneficial. Rather than, you know, having a couple of 4- and 5-star guys that, you know, you're constantly trying to placate them and all that good stuff. You just let them all sort it out and then fill holes the best you can and keep on recruiting.
You know, if Alabama, you know, say they were to get to the playoff and they play deep in the playoff, that portal opens. If Ty Simpson keeps having the year he's having, you know, I guess he could – put his name in the draft. That's debatable. If you're the staff there, how do you handle that, JC? Because you know, you don't want to really talk about the draft while the season's still going on. You got these two dynamic young quarterbacks. You got this guy. You kind of need to know if he's going to come back or not. If he's coming back, you're probably not keeping both of them. If he's leaving, you got a chance to keep both of them. The portal's going on. You're still playing. How do you handle that?
How much does Kevin DeBoer make a year? 10, 11?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, how do you handle it?
Well, you got to figure it out. You know? You got to balance everything. I mean, because, you know, like the kid at Missouri that's the starter now, he abandoned Penn State in the middle of a playoff run. Now, I don't think he had to do that. I think there's a difference between getting in the portal, knowing where you're going to go, which you can do because your agent can talk to anybody, or then wanting to go out for the highest bidder. I mean, that kid, you know, as classy as he was for handling it, he wanted the highest bidder. And it was good to work out for him. But, you know, I think if you're Keelan, let's use the hypothetical, Russell, if Russell wants to go someplace else, you know, you have his agent. You know, everybody kind of knows he's leaving. You need to tell his agent to keep his mouth shut because it'll be a distraction. But they can work a deal out, and he just goes in the portal and goes wherever. For the playoff teams, it's going to be tricky, you know. They've extended it to 2 weeks, the 2nd through the 16th of January. And so, you know, only two teams – the two teams at the end are going to be the ones that are affected because everybody else will be done playing and at least have a couple of days where you get your guys in.
Yeah. Did anything else for JC before we let him get out?
That's good. Thanks, JC.
JC, does Alabama beat Vanderbilt this weekend? I picked Georgia to win. I was wrong about that. How about this weekend? You giving Vanderbilt any chance coming in?
So I'm giving them a chance. It's not going to surprise me if it's a very close football game, but I think Alabama's learning how to win. That was big that they won a close one, you know, because those teams they beat, Wisconsin and Monroe, aren't worth a flip. So they beat a good team in a close game. That's always good in a game like that, especially good to beat Georgia. So I think they know how to win, but I don't think that Saturday will have will be free of adversity. How about that? There'll be some anxious moments.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Thank you, JC. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, yeah, JC and Morgan College Football Podcast. We're off this week. Mike had a conflict, but check us out on the Chief Sports app, also iTunes or Apple, and also Spotify.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Just think, anytime this next hour, I can give you who's going to be the guest speaker.
You don't even know. You're guessing.
I'm going to give you who I think is going to be the guest speaker. I could do it anytime.
I hadn't even studied it. I'm going to say Nate Oates. All right.
So you better stay tuned.
Okay. All right. And also, we got a lot of people qualify for this Thomas Rybak-Shack special. Who's the leading rusher for the University of Alabama? 205-342-9904. You can still call Chase. Get your name in the pot. We'll spin that wheel, and you'll be chowing on some barbecue, some outstanding barbecue. And if you get that fried okra, you need to take that by, give Dad a little bit of that fried okra.
Who's the guest picker?
Who's the guest picker? Chase, who's your guess who the guest picker is?
You stay out of it, Chase.
I've been hearing a little rumblings of
who?
James Spann.
Yeah. James Spann?
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that sounds really good. That sounds really, really good.
James Spann. I mean, I like James Spann, but... I mean, you think those people across the country say, I can't
our
wait.
Need to stay tuned.
They won't have to fly James Spann in. No, that's one thing. They'll save some money. We want to thank Yellowwood, pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Phone lines are also open if you want to get it on the show, 205-342-9904. Bill Curry will be with us. Is Bill Curry the guest speaker? He'll be with us at 8:15.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Dodgers won their wild card opener in L.A. over the Reds 10-5, hitting 5 home runs, 2 from Shohei Ohtani, including one leading off the game. Teoscar Hernandez with 2 round trippers. Blake Snell got the win for L.A., 7 innings of work, 9 strikeouts. The Cubs took game 1 of their best of 3, 3-1 over San Diego. The Cubbies hit back-to-back homers in the 5th. Boston beat the Yankees in New York 3-1. The Red Sox took the lead in the 7th on a 2-run pinch single. Garrett Crochet, the winning pitcher, struck out 11 in his 7 2/3 innings. Detroit's Tarek Skubal got the win at Cleveland 2-1 with 14 strikeouts in 7 2/3. Detroit scored 2 unearned runs. Angels manager Ron Washington will not return next season. Cardinals manager Ole Marmol will return. And the WNBA semifinals ended with Las Vegas getting a Game 5 win in overtime against Indiana.
It's time to win some cash on Tide 100.9 and 1230 WTBC. W265 CG Tuscaloosa. Here's this hour's cash code.
The code is 366. That's 366. That code one more time, 366.
Enter that code on the Tide 100.9 app for your chance to win $1,000. Two special winners will win $10,000. Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Hello and happy Thursday to you. Folks coming on in from Northport will have a slow down on 69 southbound at Union Chapel Road. You got a long red line of delays taking you well past Charlie Shirley Road. And then moving on 43, that's definitely stacking up now on the southbound.
Calm or call 800-550-9219. That's 800-550-9219. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Tide 100.9. Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly sunny and warm today. Tuscaloosa's high 84. A little cooler tonight. Clear with the low at 59. And for tomorrow and Saturday, a good supply of sunshine both days. The weather stays warm. Highs between 82 and 85. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 66 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Inside the locker room, Tuscaloosa Toyota. It's that time of year. Buy three tires, get the fourth tire for a dollar. Now that's quite a special right there. So go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. You look at the new inventory, the pre-owned inventory schedule service. You want to rent a Toyota, try it before you buy it. You can do it right there at the website. This tire deal goes on till the end of the month, 10/31. So buy three, get the fourth one for a dollar. Also, the Thomas Rib Shack, the giveaway, still there. We've had a lot of people miss it. Who is the all-time leading rusher for Alabama? You get two slabs of ribs, pork, two family sides, peach cobbler, sweet tea from Thomas Rib Shack. So you got time still to call and get qualified for that. But Chase said we've had a lot of people missing that question. So how can you miss
it? I got a rib.
And you got a rib. And
good.
I have somebody text me that said that they think the guest picker is going to, do you mean to tell you who it's going to be?
No. Because they probably know. I don't know. I'm guessing.
You're going to say who this, you're going to say who this person is too.
No, well, yeah, I'm going to tell.
JT.
But I am going to guess. I am guessing strictly.
Justin,
no one has told
Justin me. Thomas is who my people think.
Okay, I am absolutely. If I get this right, I want a lot of kudos.
You can have the Thomas rib plate special.
I want everybody to brag. I want everybody to brag because nobody's told me at all. Yeah. I don't know why I thought about this, but I think it's going to be this person.
So, do you want to say JT? All right, get to the Yellow Oil Hotline. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Barry. Good morning, Coach. How are y'all?
We're good. You want to guess who the guest picker is?
No, you can't.
I'm aggravated about the guest picker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're pouting about the guest picker.
Well, no, I'm mad. I'm mad because you can't get through these bureaucracies and let your ideas be known.
Who would be more popular as a guest picker, Dad or James Spann?
Yeah, don't even ask me that. Nobody gives a crap about weather.
Huh? No. Yeah, you do. If the weather's bad, James got those suspenders on. He gets to going.
I know it, but I don't know how to protect myself. Yes, sir.
Hey, Tom. I found out exactly why we lost the Ryder Cup.
I did, too. I've been reading those same articles.
He set the thing up. Where it was really easy, and putting was going to be the difference in it, because he set it up with fairways were cut, the rough was cut, so everybody's going to be on there the same length of time. Wasn't going to be any problems. There wasn't going to be any tricky shots, and they just outputted us just like you and I said. So he set it up. Tom, still there?
Tom?
Tom. Get Tom back on.
Tom didn't pay his phone bill.
Get Tom back on.
They should got a guy Reed on the team. You got to get some dogs on the team. Yeah, they're mad at Keegan. They're mad at Keegan.
I don't know where Tom's going.
Nah, he called him back. Tom, there he is. There he is.
Tom, do you hear me?
Tom, what happened?
I don't know. Y'all cut me off because when I bring the truth, that y'all get so offended.
I guess Chase thought James Spann would be a better picker.
He set the course up wrong. He set the course up too easy for the putting to beat us.
Well, you're exactly right. He set it up to play into the European's hand on the green.
I don't know why y'all were all. I've been telling y'all for 2 months we couldn't beat them. I don't know why y'all were all just now realizing it.
Because there was no rough and the fairways were wide.
Right, right. And I think he was right about that for the Americans, so we could boom them. But the greens is where you win and lose, and that played right into their hand. I'm disappointed. You know, I think Keegan put too much effort in trying to bring the team together and all like that. I don't know that group could be brought together. There's some really mental stuff there, and it is. I mean, they don't want to be a team, and but anyway, I think he put too much effort on that end, the psychological thing, rather than the physical.
I tell you, the Americans putted well.
They did Sunday.
Yeah.
They putted good Sunday. And Gary Harris had a guest on every Monday on golf. And I can't remember his name, but he had some really good points about the Ryder Cup. But the main thing he said, if you'll watch, the greens were so much faster Sunday than they were Saturday and Friday. And the Americans performed very well with the fast green.
Guys, the reason it was like that Sunday is because the Europeans, they lost interest. They were so far ahead. It was like them playing a little small school. And they put it.
They were, when
you're down.
When you play one against one, you don't lose interest.
When you're down.
You don't lose no interest playing one.
When you're down 12-5, it ain't no pressure on that putt. You ain't going to win.
That is not correct.
Yeah, it is.
Take it now.
You're down 12-5. That putt don't.
You play one against one, you're ready to play.
No, they weren't. And the fans were wrong. The fans weren't getting on them.
That's the worst thing.
And I've been telling y'all for wrong. 2 months you couldn't beat them.
He's gonna brag
that's
for
the
a
worst
month.
Golf take I've ever
it's
heard.
True. It's not golf. It's it's sports.
One against one, he said, they did you hear one against one.
Y'all are talking over each other.
You think if Scotty didn't import it to beat McIlroy? Are you serious?
I don't think McIlroy was motivated to beat. McIlroy was tired. He'd already whooped y'all. He already had it on. McIlroy already whooped y'all.
Wrong. You don't think that they're sitting there playing?
You think? All right, let me ask you two this.
Stop.
Do y'all think Justin Rose was as motivated on Sunday as he was on Friday and Saturday?
Why, sure he
was. No.
Right,
he doesn't take your heart. He had your heart in his pocket.
You're so far off.
He already had your heart in his pocket.
Don't talk to him about golf. He don't know anything about it.
I ain't got nothing to do about golf. That's just competitive spirit.
No, that's right. They wanted it.
No,
when you go one against one, you got spirit, brother.
No.
And I tell you what, there's $100 a hole on in that competition, in that individual. Don't tell me they wasn't trying. They were betting each other like crazy. They didn't come up there to play for nothing.
Yeah, whatever.
They had money. There was money on the line. Are you crazy, man?
Yeah, whatever. They already won. So, all right, we got to get to Bill Curry. Y'all wrong.
We got to get to Bill Curry.
You two are teaming up on me. Y'all are wrong. All right, we'll get to Coach Bill Curry. If you want to qualify for that Thomas Ripsek special, leading rusher in the history of Alabama football, 205-342-9904. Give Chase the number. You'll be full this weekend. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Large stack ups now in the area. We definitely filled in on 43 southbound hookup to McFarland. Heavy brake lights take you back to Flatwoods. McFarland eastbound hookup to Main Street is also bumper to bumper. And 69 heavy brake lights on the southbound lanes.
Optimized radio and digital marketing plans to help grow your business. Hit me up at Wyatt.Fulton@townsquaremedia.com and I can tell you more and let's help your business score big.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com and by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports and it's brought to you by Kaneka Sausage, a true Southern flavor since 1947. Order online at KanekaSausage.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. On Tuesday's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, we were joined by Alabama wide receiver Rico Scott.
We have every type of receiver, you know. Even though we're players playing together, we learn from each other, you know, just film and in practice, like, if one guy's doing something great, it's like, okay, maybe I can add this to my game, da-da-da. You know what I mean? Like, we just have every type of receiver, and we're a pretty tight room, you know? Like, we all understand that. I mean, pretty much everybody could be playing anywhere in the country right now, but we all chose to come here. Coach DeBoer, I honestly feel like even him being a coach, like, I can just see him getting better as a coach, you know what I mean? He's creating new relationships with players every day. Like, he's done a great job at transitioning because it's hard for him, too. I mean, he's coming to a new school, a new league. You know what I mean? High expectations coming from Coach Saban. I got a lot of respect for DeBoer.
I'll have more in a moment.
Hello, Tide fans. This is Chris Stewart for Kaneka Sausage. Kaneka's an Alabama fan favorite we all know and love. It's made from the finest cuts of pork, their patented blend of seasonings, and smoked over a pure hickory fire for that true hickory smoked southern flavor. Kaneka Sausage is always great on the grill and perfect for tailgating. Pick up a pack and enjoy your family's favorite recipes at any meal of the day. Kaneka Sausage, a game day tradition, and the official smoked sausage of the Crimson Tide.
Join us tonight for Hey Coach and the Kalen DeBoer Show, presented by Alpha Insurance, live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa at 6 p.m. You can listen to Hey Coach on our full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as a video stream on all Alabama Athletics social media platforms. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Kaneka Sausage. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
The Tide Tailgate Show is always on just before the Crimson Tide Sports Network live broadcast. On 95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC and online at 95.3thebear.com and Tide100.9.com. Game day traffic reports to get you to Bryant-Denny Stadium. Live reports from our Bama beat reporter, Wyatt Fulton. Game day picks from the top games. And this year, special insight each week from Roll Tide Willie. The Tide Tailgate Show originates live from Grandstand in Tuscaloosa's Timberson Square. Come sip beverages or grab a bite before or after the game. The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Two Dimes Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Inside Inside the Locker Room. We're very fortunate. We get right to the Yellowwood Hotline Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern Wood. Two-time SEC Coach of the Year, 1987, 1989. ACC Coach of the Year. Coach, I always talk, we have Sonny on every Friday, and I talk about all the leagues he was Coach of the Year in, and Dad always gets jealous, but I know he won't get jealous when I talk about
your accomplishments.
So, good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning to you. It's great to talk to the Sandersons this morning. I want to tell you something. I ain't jealous of this. This guy and I were great friends. Family, we were great friends. He came into Alabama. He came in between Ray and Gene. So what? He did a terrific job. The job was very, very difficult. Coach Brown had set the way. Playing at Georgia Tech made it more, even more difficult for him. You named his Coach of the Year for him. Let me tell you, folks. Now, think about this. He takes the team that won the SEC championship to Auburn and gets beat. Now, listen to me. It's the first time that Alabama had ever played at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Do you think that there wasn't a home field advantage down there then? Holy smokes. It cost you $500 to even get a half a seat down there for that game. So we went down there and played. I think game is over. It doesn't make any difference. But the home field advantage to go down there was a brutal home field advantage. And he did a terrific job, and he's my friend. I'm glad he's at Dad's home. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. I'm thankful for your friendship, Wimp, and we should have won that game. But on a call that I didn't make and a call that I did make, but you can drive yourself crazy with yes. all those kind of things. We had a great bunch of young people, and that's the kind of person who comes to play football at the University of Alabama, and it's still true. And it's fun to watch. I mean, just the recovery of this team this year. And
I want you to talk about the Georgia game. That's what they had you on. Talk about you watched the Georgia game. Talk about that.
Well, I watched the FSU game, and then I watched the Georgia game. And in this day and time, I didn't sit down and count how many players they lost and how many NILs they did and how many portals they did, but you read somewhere where some teams have changed 70 players or 45 players. That means it's even more difficult to create a culture of excellence. And in this day and time, to get a quarterback ready to function with all the things he has to think about and run the ball, call the right audibles, throw the ball to the right place. Don't get rattled when you get your teeth knocked out by a pass rush. And I watched that team progress, and it was heartwarming. If you're a coach, you have to really respect the job that DeBoer did during that time span. And Ty Simpson didn't hurt. He's now being rated by a lot of the experts as the best quarterback in the country, and he sure looked like it in the first half in Athens. But it was fun to watch him.
We're talking with Coach Bill Curry. Coach, how long does it take to figure out a job? When you, especially if you're Kalen DeBoer coming from the West Coast to Alabama. I mean, you see Alabama, you hear it. I'm not even necessarily talking about the Alabama job. Really, any job where you're comfortable. I mean, you see people in the building when you first get there. You have no idea what their role is. And then after a year or two, how long does it take before you're really comfortable in a new place?
Well, it depends a lot on your attitude, and then it depends a lot on the people in the building and around the grounds and around the campus. And if everybody is glad to see you because they're happy that you're there and they greet you warmly and they greet your wife and children warmly, that's one thing. If that is not the case, then it's an entirely different thing, and you can't measure these things. You can't get all upset when everybody's not happy to see you. You just can't do that. Part of the job now is to adjust to the culture and then create whatever you're going to create. But what DeBoer has done, I mean, look at his previous record before he came to Alabama. Given time, if he does anything like he has been doing his whole coaching career, the program is going to become Alabama the way Alabama people want it. Again, because it took Saban a little while when he got there. And look what he did.
Yeah.
So it's even if you're a great coach like Nick is, it still it takes a little while.
Sure. Yeah.
Bill, if Bobby Dodd were to wake up today and Coach Bryant were to wake up today and walk in to get ready to recruit, they would just be amazed at what has changed, how college football has changed as far as $15 a month laundry money to NIL stuff. It's I think transfer portal is what it is. I think it's hurt football, but your thoughts on that?
Well, Coach Bryant and Coach Dodd had a very complicated relationship, and I even got pulled into that actually by Coach Bryant. Long story. I won't bore you with it on this format, but I got lucky and got to be friends with Coach Bryant because he coached me in that Coaches All America game they used to have. And then of course Coach Dodd and I were very close, and I think they would. If they decided, I think Coach Dodd would go fishing. I think he'd say, you know what, I'm not going to do this. And I don't think Coach Bryant would do that. I'm not saying that I'm real close with him. I wish I could have been, but so I can't speak for Coach Bryant and what he'd probably do. But I will say this: if he decided to take it on, it wouldn't take him long before his teams would be beating other teams. Not unlike he did wherever he coached before. That there are only a few really great coaches. I mean, like, you can count them on one hand of the ones I know that have been great, great coaches for a long time. And we're talking about two of them right now. And if you talk about Nick Saban, that's another one. They don't come along very often, but they have a certain kind of understanding and a magic that the rest of us don't have. We want to have it. We try. We push. But they got it, and I think when they make a decision to take on a job, if they decide to stay for a long time, then they're going to get that culture that they want. Yeah.
Coach, do you think Dad and I've complained about the portal and just guys being able to leave, but maybe it's doing what we want or what the people want and get parity. Are the dynasties over? Maybe in the SEC, even now you had Texas and Oklahoma. I think it's going to be hard for any team to go on a run and win so many conference championships in a row. Has it leveled the playing field?
Well, here's what we have. I have a former player that was a presidential scholar at Georgia Tech. And if you're the presidential scholar at Georgia Tech, then you're pretty smart. And he's now my attorney, and I said to him not long ago, it's just too complicated. College football is all messed up. NIL, all this stuff's too complicated. He said, it's very simple, Coach. I said, that's the dumbest thing you ever said to me. I thought you were smart. He said, well, listen to me for a minute. Listen to me. Here's what we have. We have the NFL, no draft, no salary cap. That's what college football is, and it's utter chaos. It's simple. He's exactly right. It's chaos because we don't have a control on the dollars that go out, and we don't have a control on the roster that the coaches and administrators and the presidents have to answer to. The NCAA could have imposed rules. They didn't. Congress could have gotten involved. It hasn't. And I'm not even going to speak to what Congress is not doing because they went home, I guess. But it's just a chaotic situation. It's going to take a long time to work it out. Meanwhile, the really smart people are figuring it out, and they're the ones that are winning.
Yeah, that.
What do you feel about? I know you feel that about Alabama football, but and Barry's kind of brought that out. But the recruiting process, the process that Coach Saban has had, it's a daily Booker Bear process, isn't it? It's just I don't know how to explain it to you. I know what you said, but you've got to raise money a lot of different ways.
You do, and you got to recruit your players every year. I used to have a player walk into my office and say, "I'm transferring." I said, "Well, let's sit down here. Let's talk about that. Where are you going?" "Well, I'm going to go to Ohio State." "Okay. Who's going to pay for it?" "You mean I'm going to lose my scholarship?" I said, "You think I'm going to pay your way to Alabama, to Ohio State? I'm going to pay your way to come here, not to go to Ohio State." "Oh." And I said, "Oh, by the way, you know you have to sit out a year." "What? I have to sit out a year?" "Well, they get up and walk out of the office." Yeah. They didn't transfer. They stayed. Now they go. And they go fast. And they go all over creation. And to me, that's the hardest part. You have to re-recruit your team every year, in addition to bringing in a bunch of guys that can help you win. But, I mean, some people are certainly doing it.
Well, you also got the agents now. So they find deals and they call to let the people around the kid know the deal they found them before they've even gotten in the portal. Those are the things that make it so difficult, doesn't it, Coach?
Well, you're exactly right. And that's not new. I mean, I discovered friends of our players in our locker rooms at other at places, and I had to politely invite them out. You go home. We didn't ask you to come to our locker room. And you could do that then. Now, I'm not sure how you keep them separate from the players. And then, and I don't mean any disrespect, but then you got to talk to the mamas, because the mamas talk to each other. "Oh, your son's getting twice as much as my son." Then she's going to be in the coach's office saying, "What's going on here? Why can't my son make as much as her son?"
Yeah.
I mean, that's straight from the horse's mouth of one of the coaches that I respect. So, and I respect an awful lot of our coaches. They're really trying to keep it going and doing the right thing, because these are college-age kids.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else that you want to mention about being when you were at Alabama. I know it was a great time for you, and it was a very difficult time for you because of just the circumstance that was there. Boy, did you handle it
challenging.
Well.
It was challenging. Yeah. The circumstances was nobody's fault, and I don't blame anybody. And I love every player I ever got a chance to coach, Wimp Sanderson's one of the best friends I ever had in the coaching profession, and I could tell some funny stories about walking out at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm at the office and I look out, he's sitting in my car.
What are you
doing? Yeah, Wimp, he come to see me, he couldn't get in the building.
You sitting in your car?
That is a friend. Yeah, I mean, I hadn't locked the car. I guess that was careless. But I'm glad it wasn't a thief. I'm glad it was Wimp.
Yeah,
I got really lucky having a great basketball coach, and I even went and stole one of his jackets one time and wore it to an impersonation contest. He got mad at me for that, though. He wanted that thing back.
Tell me about Carol and the family. Tell me about your family.
Well, we have two children, Kristen and Bill. They were with us when we were in Tuscaloosa, and Kristen went on and earned a PhD in English. She's been an English teacher for 30 years. Bill Jr. went to the University of Virginia, and I swore no son of mine would ever hike a football, so naturally he was their long snapper for 47 games in a row. And he became a great long snapper. I never was very good, but I always had to do it. Anyhow, Kristen's got two daughters that are one of them's out of college now, and the other one's a junior at the University of Virginia. And Billy and his wife Kelly have five boys. So we have seven grandchildren, and the greatest invention ever that God has ever given us is grandchildren. So we love seeing those babies, and now they're not babies anymore. They're growing up and getting jobs and going to college, and so we're enjoying the family. And Carolyn has written three books, most recently a novel called Trudy's Awakening, She didn't get started till she was in her 70s, but now she's 82 years old, and she just come out with her third book. So we're running around peddling books. You remember the monkey on the chain with a little tin cup and the hat?
Yeah.
And the organ grinder is Carolyn's the organ grinder, and I'm the monkey. And we run around. We run around selling her books. And so we're enjoying that.
Boy, I tell you what, time has flown by, and I want to thank you for being part of Alabama and part of my life. And I appreciate you being on today. And hope things continue to go well for you. Hope you have a great Christmas. You know, we lost in that. You already said that, but I appreciate very much what you did for us.
Well, that's mutual. You know that. You're one of my lifelong buddies.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, man.
All right, there's Coach Bill Curry. Appreciate him being on. Let's tell him about Bryant Bank. We get back, we'll get that vinegar tip for this Thursday.
Find out who's going to be the guest picker.
We got another pick.
Well, I don't know this for a fact, but I won't. Anyway, I do know this for a fact. Bryant Bank will take good care of you. They'll be darn sure your money is there and it's kept there. You'll bank online around the clock. They'll know about the schools around the clock. They'll know about you. They'll know your first name the second time you're in there if they don't know it's the first time. So go by Bryant Bank. Tell me you heard Barry and I talk about it on Inside the Locker Room. And I think that you'll find that they will do a great job for you. Bryant Bank, the very, very best in the state of Alabama.
All right, we'll take this break. Just a tie 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. As you head in from Foster's this morning, we do have some major heavies here, and this is on the northeast lanes of 2059, just south of Holly Springs Lane. Now, this is definitely causing considerable delays down in that area. In the immediate area, well, actually, you're doing A-OK on 2059 from 359 to Joe Malisham. It travels smooth. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assist.
More info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise with Us on our website.
Never miss a moment of the action. Download the free Tide 100.9 app today.
Inside the Locker Room. The vinegar tip for this Thursday brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Michael and his group out 302 Merchants Walk, Suite 200, right next to Talbot's, right across from Indian Hills there. Go see Michael or call him up. He can do everything right over the phone, or he'll be happy to sit down with you. I did both. 205-752-8500. All right, what is the vinegar tip for this Thursday?
Well, the tip today is for a few people who are gardeners or who are mechanics, who leave the dirt and grease on their hands, and it's really hard to get off. Boy, this is a great tweet. They have to write this down, folks, because, I mean, you got greasy, dirty, oily hands. You moisten some cornmeal. And you put enough apple cider vinegar to make a paste out of it. You take some cornmeal and some apple cider vinegar, and you make a paste. And you scrub the hands with a soft little mixture of those two. And you really scrub it, and you get it in the cracks and the crevices of your hand. And then when you get through with that, it's gonna absolutely be perfect. It's unlike any chemical based cleaner. It's gonna strip away the acid. It's gonna strip away all the stuff that you have on your hands.
It's going to feel smooth, and it's going and all you got to do is just rinse that off and let it dry, and your hands are going to be perfect. So don't go in after working on the car or working in the yard with all those greasy hands and put your hands on your clothes, on your girlfriend or your wife's clothes or whatever. Wash your cotton picking hands with this and make this little mixture out of apple cider vinegar, and I think that you're going to find this little deal is going to be the very, very best you can do. You can get you some cornmeal. It ain't going to be hard to get no cornmeal. That's it.
All right, that's brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. This vinegar does it all. Cleans toilets, cleans the appliances. Sunburns, hiccups, whatever you need, apple cider vinegar, 205-752-8500. Okay. All right, Chase, write this down real quick. The North River Weed Eater Picks of the Week, Jason Barksdale. All you got to do is text Jason. You'll get 20% off on if you want your refreshing of that mulch, pine straw, anything in your beds there. Tell them you heard it on Inside the Locker Room, 25% off. Don't pay for his bets. 205-535-5290. He's trying to go two games this week. He's saying, Jason is. Oh. Write this down, Chase, so you can tweet it out. And Jason's number, if you want to text him about the 20% off, which is a great deal, actually. He does a great job. We'll see if he's a good picker, but it's 205-535-5290. All right, saying over under in the Alabama-Vandy game, I'm not even going to double check him. He says it's 56.5. He says take the over the 56.5. So he's buying Diego Pavia and his offense. And then Florida +6.5 versus Texas. The game is in Gainesville. He says Florida's defense is good. Take Florida +6.5. I know Dad's not taking that game because he ain't never taken a team that got points. So that will be your North River Weed Eater Pick of the Week from North River Lawn Care. All right, we still got to give away those ribs and brisket. Who's the leading rusher? You got a minute or two to still get quality. The leading rusher in Alabama history, dial Chase up, get that right. We're going to throw it all in a hat here in just a minute and draw that, and you'll be eating some great ribs, some great pork and side and onion, not onion rings, fried okra, peach cobbler, wash it down with that sweet tea. Oh, that stuff at Thomas Rib Shake is good.
I make great tea.
What's up, cowboy?
How are you guys doing?
We're just giving away stuff, cowboy.
I know. I'm always after the apple cider vinegar tip. I like that.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed yesterday your talk with Skarbinski. I really thought that was good. That Arkansas situation kind of bothers me. I was wondering how your dad thinks about it. I mean, because anybody with any half intelligence knew Bobby Petrino, when they brought him over there last year, was going to end up the interim coach in the middle of the season, either last year or this year. I mean, who does Arkansas think they're fooling?
What I think about it is this. I think if he's successful to the point that he's successful and the crowds keep coming, he gets the job. If he falls on his face and loses two or three games, the crowd is negative when they come, and you can tell whether they're negative or not. And then negative, he doesn't get the job. I think he's got a shot. I'd say it's 40-60 to get the job, but I think he's got a good shot to get. Not a good shot, but a shot to get it. If the fans, they feel like the fans will continue to buy tickets, and he wins games. Now, he's fired the defensive coordinator. The athletic director has okayed that, so we'll see.
I've been told out here, there's some guy in Little Rock that's a big benefactor of Bobby Petrino. You might know who I'm talking about. I don't know, but big Arkansas guy. He likes Petrino.
Jerry Jones.
I just don't know what.
Jerry Jones.
Well, I got an email yesterday from somebody about all the things Petrino's done at every stop. You ain't got no morals. You hire that fool. He's a fool. I wouldn't have him running my program on an interim basis.
I mean, Barry, what is he going to bring with these kids of today? I mean, they're going to set themselves back 5 more years.
Yeah.
Well, I just
get what you get.
You know. Well, you know what they got? 7 games left. I mean, I don't think he's beating Tennessee, Texas A&M. Maybe that's the toss up at home in Fayetteville. I don't know. Then he's got Auburn. I don't. You know, if Auburn goes up there and loses to him, they got really serious problems. So we shouldn't look. You know, that's 2 losses. Then you got LSU at Baton Rouge. That should be a loss. Missouri at home. That should be a loss. I don't see him getting the job.
Well, he loses all those. He ain't going to get it.
He ain't going to get no job. If fans are against him, he's not going to get it.
Yeah. You know, Barry, when he left Missouri State, that 1AA job he had before he went to Texas A&M to be offensive coordinator, I looked at some of the coaching staff and I said, well, he's going to make sure these guys, one of these guys gets the head job at Missouri State, and they're now in Conference USA like Jacksonville State. And I flipped over a couple weeks ago when they were playing SMU. They were ahead at halftime. But his son-in-law married to one of his daughters is the head coach. He used to be Bobby's special teams coach. And then his son is the offensive coordinator at Missouri State. And then his other son-in-law is the defensive coordinator and coaches defensive line, married to his other daughter. So, you know, at Arkansas, he's going to try to bring all that clan down there with him.
Yeah.
To me, I tell you what, I kind of always liked Arkansas, in a way. But if they pull this trick, can't do it, Barry.
It's a circus.
I'm not Mr. Morals, but I know some things that you can't go back on. And that one there is pretty bad. And my brother sent me that picture of Bobby Petrino after his motorcycle ride, and it said Notre Dame 56. Arkansas 13 with Petrino on it. I mean, that's just going to be all over social media.
We'll see. All right, Cowboy.
Did you go to the Alabama practice or are you going today?
What practice?
Basketball. I got a thing. They're having a basketball.
No, I didn't get that. I got it. Is it open today?
I think it's today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll get out there. I'll get out there and see them. So, thank you, Cowboy.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
We'll get to break.
Picker. I don't know.
We'll get to break here. We'll get Dad to give you his guess on the guest picker. We'll give away this Thomas Ripshack special. So, Chase, just throw all the names in a hat, and we'll draw it out, and the winner will get it. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
On The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of The Game, we're going to get you ready for Alabama Vanderbilt. We'll do that with Josh from College Football Nerds. We're going to feature Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com, and we'll have a chance to talk with our professional handicapper from Las Vegas, Bruce Marshall, all starting at 2 p.m. on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest-running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center as you head in from Foster's this morning. We do have some major heavies here, and this is on the northeast lanes of 2059, just south of Holly Springs Lane. Now, this is definitely causing considerable delays down in that area.
Those soft, fluffy, irresistible Kings of Wine sliders that make them a winner on game day. Pick some up this weekend in the bakery or deli section of your grocery store. Kings of Wine. There's nothing like it.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance in
grand opening of Primetime Men's Clinic, October 2nd from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at 4804 Highway 69 in Northport. PrimetimeMen'sClinic.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly sunny and warm today, Tuscaloosa's high 84. A little cooler tonight, clear with the low at 59. For tomorrow and Saturday, a good supply of sunshine both days. The weather stays warm, highs between 82 and 85. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 67 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Get to this real quick. Who do you think's guest pick are going to be, Dad?
I think, and I don't know it. I don't know this. I'm guessing. I have nobody's told me this.
Okay, go ahead. We got you.
I think the guest picker is going to be Miss Terry.
They've already had her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that ain't gonna mean if they have Miss Terry, that's a blop. Already had Miss Terry.
Is that going to be her?
She did last year.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. You made us hold on for that? That's your pick?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You've been better off going James Spann. Miss Terry ain't going to be the picker. She's already picked.
She did last time?
Yeah. I'm sorry, people. I hope y'all stay for the Gary Harris Show. Also, tomorrow we got the Blue Plate Special. You need precision, power, and performance. Brian Harden Construction
will
bring this Blue Plate Special tomorrow. Brian Harden Construction has been delivering top quality steel fabrication, welding, and 24/7 crane rentals for over 30 years. Family owned, woman led, safety driven. 205-759-1337. All right, guys, y'all don't know who the leading rusher for the University of Alabama is. Gary, tell them who it is. Gary, who's the leading rusher for the University of Alabama all time? He doesn't know. Najee Harris is the all-time leading rusher. It's Najee Harris. We had more people miss the question than get it, but we had 12 or 13 get it right. So, Chase, spin the wheel and tell them who's going to win the Thomas Ribshack tailgate special. We're doing this on the order you called it. It's not Miss Terry. I mean, it could be Miss Terry, but they've already done that. All right, who won the Thomas Ribshack tailgate special? And I will call you and let you know how to pick it up.
We got number 6, Andy Bramlett.
Andy Bramlett, you are the winner. Woo, Andy, you're going to be eating good on Saturday. So I'll give Andy a call. We appreciate Thomas Ripshack giving 2 slabs of ribs, pork, sides.
Great.
Yeah.
Peach
cobbler. But get by there, swing by there, and get your tailgate food for the weekend. All right, that's it for today's show. Miss Terry, we waited all this time, and he said Miss Terry.
I just thought that might be.
Gary, do you think it's Miss Terry?
No.
Do you think it's JT?
He would be a good one.
Yeah. Do you think it's James Spann?
I know.
Tom thinks it should be Wimp. He's mad. He called ESPN. And they basically hung up on him. So Tom is pouting about that. All right, the Gary Harris Show is next. So keep it locked in. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.